If you've been practicing social distancing or have been working from home, you may be feeling a bit restless. Many of us are looking outside at our yards and thinking now is the perfect time to start a home improvement project. But as people continue to go out in the public, there's a real concern of spreading the virus, even if it's just a quick trip to the home improvement store for flowers to plant. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke to one Lowe's employee who's worried about the conditions he continues to work in as spring fever kicks in.
How do you practice social distancing when you work at a store everyone is rushing to get into? That's the question 36-year-old Francis, a manager at a Charlotte Market Lowe's, wants to know.
It's impossible to maintain the social distancing guidelines when there's just crowds and crowds of people in here at all times.
Francis is his middle name. He worried giving his full name would risk his employment. And full disclosure, Lowe's is a WFAE sponsor. Francis expects those crowds of people to only get worse this week and into the weekend.
We're getting set up right now to run this big spring sale. It's called Spring Black Friday, that has these massive sales all throughout the store that is specially designed to bring crowds in. That's my biggest issue, is that we're still running these huge promotions. This Friday, Saturday, there will be huge crowds in every Lowe's store coming in to get these advertised promotions.
We're staring down the barrel of a gun with this sale. We really are.
In contrast, Home Depot says it is eliminating all major spring promotions to avoid high levels of traffic in stores. The company has also cut back on hours, closing at 6 p.m. and distributing thermometers for employees to check their temperatures before reporting to work. Home Depot stores are also limiting the amount of customers allowed in at one time. Francis says there are no thermometers for temperature checks, and there's no crowd control at Lowe's.
You know, we stay open a little bit longer than Home Depot is just because I know that they want to get that extra business. That's what it feels like out on the floor, that they're putting these profits ahead of our own personal safety.
Francis says stores put up plexiglass at cash registers, but it only helps so much. He says overhead messages play through the speakers throughout the store, encouraging hand washing and social distancing.
And to us in the store, we feel kind of like we're losing our minds when we hear it, because it's impossible to maintain the social distancing that's required when there's these massive crowds.
Francis says there is fear among Lowe's employees right now. It's not a matter of if they get sick, he says, but when. This week, multiple media outlets reported one employee tested positive who worked at a Lowe's in the Ballantyne area. A second employee who tested positive worked at the Northlake location.
When we read the news that said that a couple of people had tested positive, it was kind of like, oh, of course they did. We're just waiting on that news. This has really become this source of stress and anxiety, and we're all just exhausted. That's what it is. We're just exhausted.
Francis says because of his exposure at work, he's even had to have a conversation with his mother, who recently finished treatment for cancer. He said it wasn't a good idea to see each other for the time being.
Until we know that this is done and this is blown through, I can't go anywhere near her. And that was a really painful conversation that I had to have with her. For me to be safe for my family, I have to basically assume that I've been exposed. At this point, every day we have more cases happening around the county, so it's just a matter of time.
WFAE reached out to Lowe's for comment about its efforts to protect its customers and employees, but did not hear back. Francis says earlier this week he did receive a one-time $300 bonus from the company. He appreciated the extra cash, he said, but he said a $300 one-time bonus doesn't really feel adequate for essentially risking his life on a daily basis. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.